This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Trump reportedly talks about holding onto a classified document after he left office on a tape the Justice Department has. That's according to media reports. The AP's Jennifer King.
First reported by CNN, an audio recording made in July 2021 at Trump's Bedminster, New Jersey golf club reportedly captures the former president talking about holding on to a classified Pentagon document related to a potential attack on Iran. In the recording, Trump suggests he wants to share information from the document with others, but that he knew there were limitations on his ability to declassify records after he left office. The recording has been provided to Special Counsel Jack Smith and would appear to undercut Trump's repeated claims that he declassified documents he took with him to Mar-a-Lago. In a statement, a Trump spokesman said the investigation itself was meritless and amounted to continued interference in the presidential election. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Senate's beginning work for the day, and it's got a big task ahead. It's going to take up that debt limit bill. It passed the House last night. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Senate is expected to act quickly on the package that was negotiated between President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Yesterday, the proposal sailed through the House on a bipartisan vote. The hard-fought compromise has pleased few, but lawmakers believe it's better than the alternative, a devastating economic upheaval if Congress fails to act. Biden will be watching the Senate from Colorado Springs, where he's scheduled today to deliver the commencement address at the U.S. Air Force Academy. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Atlantic hurricane season gets underway today. Forecasters are predicting a near normal season. Those who live along the southeastern coastlines will begin making sure their storm plans are in place. The number of Americans filing for unemployment rose a little last week, but the numbers show a still strong labor market. This is AP News. Now to Ukraine.
Ukraine's president took his request for more arms and support to a meeting of the European political community in Moldova. President Volodymyr Zelensky also told a summit of some 50 European leaders in Moldova that his country needed a clear invitation to NATO.
Every European country that borders Russia and that does not want Russia to tear it apart should be a full member of the EU and NATO.
The meeting of the Pan-Continental EPC, which embraces all European nations other than Russia and Belarus, gathered the heads of state and government from 47 countries. The event seeks to quell regional conflicts and shore up unity in the face of Russia's war. It focused on countries south and east as the region has reached a turning point with Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.